Brian Blaze. He's the leading economist. He's also a former White House advisor. He's here to talk about the transparency in healthcare pricing. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce and Craig. I'm great. How are you?
We're all right. We had an interview with another person most recently related to this type of similar topic. An advocacy group is looking for that. What's the latest related to any kind of legislation that relates to healthcare price transparency? And I guess before we get to that, what are you describing when you say healthcare price transparency? Kind of like a, here's how much it's going to cost you if you want to get this healthcare procedure?
You know, in most things that people buy, actually, in almost everything that people buy, before they make the purchase, they know what the price is. That's not true in healthcare. So we think that before people shop, before employers pick benefits for their workers, they should know the prices that they're paying. So when we're talking about price transparency, largely we're talking about the requirement for hospitals, insurance companies, to provide people with what the actual prices are, what the payments are that will ultimately be borne by the individual consumer.
This is maybe a strange question. Do healthcare companies know the actual price? Because a lot of times you'll see a price of, here's what it costs. Here's what you got negotiated by your insurance company. Here's what you get to pay. And, apples and oranges sometimes.
That's a really good question. I mean, I think patients certainly don't know prices. I think many doctors don't know the prices either. Now, certainly insurance companies know what they are paying to hospitals and doctors. They provide people an explanation of benefits after the fact that is complicated and confusing for a lot of people, and it's frustrating, particularly when they get these bills that they're not aware of, and they come, many times months after the service is received. But the insurance companies know what the prices are, and the hospitals know what the prices are. They are fighting right now to keep those prices hidden from American patients and American employers. But there is a move in Congress, as you mentioned at the top, that would bring transparency and shed light on what those prices in healthcare are.
And where is that in Congress right now, and exactly what does it say in a nutshell?
Well, the Trump administration earlier this year finalized rules that would require hospitals to provide their prices. And they proposed a regulation that's going through the process on insurance companies. What the legislation in Congress does, and there's legislation in the House and Senate, is it would solidify those Trump administration rules, require hospitals to show those prices. So there are a growing number of co-sponsors on the legislation, and one of the most powerful members of the U.S. Senate, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee from Iowa, Charles Grassley, is one of the leading sponsors. So that does give the bill some momentum.
What is the, I guess, pushback from the healthcare industry? Just because they feel as though they're above showing a price for somebody's life? I mean, what's the story there?
Well, I'd say they say two things. One, they say these prices are proprietary and, subject to negotiation between insurers and hospitals, and they shouldn't have to reveal what these price points are. The second thing they say is, oh, these prices would confuse patients. These are the actual amounts that are paid. What patients are most concerned about is their co-payments. And I think there's a couple of responses to that. One, the insurers and hospitals, they do provide what is actually paid. They just do it after the fact. We think they need to do it before the fact, sort of flood the market with this price information so that a lot of entrepreneurs out there can help employers and patients understand what the prices are across providers so people can choose low-priced, high-quality providers.
Have you found much difference in the prices from one provider to another or even state to state?
There's huge price variation. Yeah, so this is a finding in the sort of health economics literature going back decades. that there's wide price variation. There's even wide price variation within the same hospital, depending on who the provider is. So if you think about the benefits of shopping, what are the conditions where Americans stand to benefit the most from shopping? It's one, on items that represent a significant portion of people's budget, and healthcare certainly does that, and also where price variation is the widest. And given the wide variation that we have in American healthcare with respect to prices, there's a lot of room for the benefits of shopping where patients and employers engaged with more price information are able to make decisions and take their business to the doctors and hospitals that provide the best deals for them.
If people want to find out more about where this stands or how it may work in the future, where can they get some information on this?
Yeah, so the group that's really pushing price transparency in healthcare and helping consumers and employers be the best possible shoppers in the system is a group called Patient Rights Advocate. So you go to patientrightsadvocate.org. You could also Google my name, Brian Blaze, Blaze with an S, and price transparency. And you'll see I've written a wealth of material explaining the issue and making recommendations.
Okay, we appreciate your time, Brian, getting this word out again. It's always a very interesting topic, and sometimes it's not until you end up in a hospital situation that you suddenly realize all the different layers and the doctors that are involved and the prices that it may cost for certain procedures. Again, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.